We will ask now, Brother Joseph, some questions that different brethren have on how to receive training to survive in the end time, in the coming mark of the beast, in the Great Tribulation, and the coming end time events. God bless you, Brother Joseph.
God bless you. Thank you.
I want to ask you, many different brethren that watch the YouTube videos which we posted, they would like to know how can they receive the training and learn the things you shared in those videos.
Well, it's really not that difficult. Mostly I'll be sharing how I learned to survive in a lot of Antichrist situations, different countries. And they can receive it, first of all, wherever they are, by becoming like joining our fellowship as a brother or a sister. And they can just stay wherever they are. We will send all the training we have. If they apply for it, if they ask for it, we'll send it to them. Of course, they can. All our messages, of course, are all available for free, downloadable, YouTube, etc. But we are giving individual, personal, spiritual coaching to the brethren who want to join our fellowship as an actual brother and sister. Then these brethren, of course, we are able to shepherd closely. We are able to help them individually, receive their phone calls, if they have any question about their marriage, their children. I have 6 children, and I have a little bit of experience what to do with unruly children, rebellious teenagers, etc., which we learned by tears and desperate prayer, Gethsemane prayers we learned. And by God's grace, all of our 6 children here, that my wife and I, we trained them directly. They're all serving the Lord. They're all preaching the gospel, all memorizing scriptures. And they're a blessing. They're not perfect. No, not at all. Just like me, I'm not perfect, and I have long ways to go. But they're all serving the Lord, all love the Lord. We are united. We eat together. There is no video games. There is no TV. There is no nothing. We homeschool our children, and it's just wonderful. So I have some lessons.
There are Christian videos which are educational and inspiring.
Yeah, definitely, yes. So anyway, how to receive this training is, number one, is wherever you are, you can apply by email, and we'll explain to you how you can just become a brother and sister, like in close connection to us, in fellowship, wherever you are.
What does it mean to apply? What do they have to do?
They just need to ask.
Oh, that's easy.
No, they don't have to fill any they don't have to fill any forms. How old are you? No. No, it's just... To this day of age, we still don't know how old the disciples were. I don't think Jesus had any forms. send us your curriculum vitae, and have you been divorced? Have you been remarried? Have you been? We don't care about that stuff. We just want to see the fruits. If you love the Lord now, that's enough for us. So that's it. Just ask, and we will send you all the. Through email, we put you in. We have an inner circle of disciples, inner circles of friends, disciples of Jesus, like I am a disciple. So inner circle of brethren that we help each other very, very close. But these special brethren, we give the option, if they can, to come and visit. They can come and visit, and we can eat together, fellowship. Sometimes we do this in different places. And we have teaching, training every day, as much as possible. They can come for whatever they can.
That's very nice. So we could have actually personal fellowship with those interested to receive the training.
Yes. Anybody desire to come down, nobody has to, because we can send the training through emails or whatever, and wherever you are. But if you have a desire to come, you're welcome to come. And who knows, maybe the Lord will show you to maybe find a place around here where we can have, so we can offer you more fellowship even every day.
That's very good. Now I want to ask you, this end-time training that we are talking about for survival, why is it needed? Why would people apply for it?
Well, it's needed because soon the mark of the beast is coming. In the United States, it seems that now the New World Order, finally they put a real puppet in the presidency. And this guy is really... It seems like they already made a law that in March they're going to have the RFID, these radio frequency identifications, that nobody can use the medical service in the United States unless they have this radio frequency device installed in the body, which is the microchip. Now, whether or not they will actually stay faithful to the date of March, that's to be seen. Mm-hmm. They might decide to apply. So far, they kept the schedule, these guys. I remember when Joe Biden, the vice president, took his office when he got elected in 2008, I think it was. He said there are videos around about it. He said that they will, the chamber of the member of parliament, they were going to rule on an implantable device into the body that would that everybody was supposed to receive. I mean, this is in YouTube, everywhere you can follow it. And now they have a law, March 2013. Now, we're all waiting to see if this Antichrist is going to be faithful to their plans or not. I think they will, because if it's not going to be March, it will be shortly after, because the world cannot wait much longer for Christ. But we know by 2 Thessalonians 2 that before Christ comes, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will have to come to sitting in the temple of God in Jerusalem, claiming to be God. 2 Thessalonians 2.
Amen. Now, for those who are going to decide to come here personally, will we organize a specific meetings for this training, or how is it going to be made? This, what does it mean, like a school? What is it?
Well, most of my life, many years, I've been working and training disciples and missionaries in different parts of the world. You are one of them, right?
Yes.
We got you where you were a university student, and now you are a leader missionary. God bless you. Doing very good.
God bless you.
And now you are training others. So most of my life I've been spending training missionaries. I mean, how did we train you? Can you say a couple of words?
Well, I was participating every day to the Bible studies and in the same time to the projects that you were doing, evangelizing on the streets, visiting houses. Also was included in different projects for helping people.
Rehabs.
Yeah, rehabilitation centers and hospitals and evangelizing everywhere we went, first of all. And slowly, slowly, I had to make my decision.
Right. So it's like my system is very simple. Personally, the best system to train a missionary is not the way the mainstream churches are doing. It's just about the opposite. I do completely different than the churches, okay, than the religious system of today, most of it. I like the way Jesus was doing it, which is the opposite of sitting around warming up a church bench on Sunday and training people to sleep and say amen, hallelujah all the time, but with the mouth, but never with the deeds, as far as reaching the lost souls. I like to do the way Jesus was doing. Jesus was walking in the streets with them. Today we get a lot of mercenary pastors who send the member of the churches to reach the lost. They send them in the streets, but they don't go. They tell them go reach the lost, but they don't reach them. They tell them preach the gospel to lost souls, but they don't do that. They just preach the gospel to Christians who already believe, because that's where the money comes from. But that's why our money is pretty limited. We never lack money, but we never have extra for sure. All right. Every time we have to catch a plane, we need to ask some sponsor to please give a hand. But we don't lack, okay? And that's because we specialize, as you know very well, just about every day, we are very much concentrating strong on reaching the lost. People don't give money. In fact, we pay. We have to offer them sometimes meals. We have to give out CD, DVD for free. Because when you pioneer a church or a group of individuals, a family, or a person, you don't ask for money. You offer something, okay? Because that's what the gospel is. You have to work with your own hands so people see that you're not some Laodicea prosperity gospel preacher, but you are somebody who's trying to give them something, right?
I want to say something that happened recently, to let the brethren know that this training is not just theory to sit down and learn. Like recently, we had a very special sister from Peru, and she wanted to receive the training of a missionary. So we met her the first time when we met her, and we got to know her. She was crying for hours and hours that night because she was delivered of many things in her life that went wrong. And then we said, we asked her, would you like to receive missionary training, actually learn how to evangelize others? And she really liked the idea. So we made an appointment for the next day. We meet at 5 o'clock. She came the next day with pen and paper. she thought we're going to sit down and take a bunch of notes, write down all the theory, how to do it. But we didn't have a place to sit down anywhere. We were on the streets in the center of the city. And we said, let's start. And she said, okay, where do we sit down? So sit down for what?
No, we don't sit down. We get up.
Sit down for what? To write down all the teaching. I said, no, we just go do it. And she was shocked. Up to today, it's been many months, she's been telling us how she was shocked that day. We took her straight on the streets evangelizing.
The first day.
And we just showed her how to do it, how to stop people, make friends with them, smile, and present ourselves. And how people, she was surprised how people were opening their heart and sharing their problems and crying and receiving Jesus from the first meeting.
Amen.
And she said it was not what she expected, theory. It was straight teaching.
It's like, that's where we've always done. It's like we take them in the streets and we teach them how to meet people, whether in the streets, in shops, in house, whatever. And when we meet people for the first time, the lost souls, that is, immediately we just offer the salvation of Jesus to the lost. And then maybe sometimes they are sick, so we offer the one prayer for the sickness. When they say yes, we lay hands on them, and most of them, they get healed. And so the signs accompany the preaching of the gospel. This happens everywhere. And so it's exactly the opposite of what the Laodicea system of today is. Just preach. Theory. What God, the omnipowerful, can do, but he never does it, or very little, or just in confined in a religious building. Well, it's not like that. Jesus, when he went to religious buildings, synagogues in that case, they usually got thrown out, or they criticized, called demon-possessed, etc. I mean, we are usually treated more or less the same way in most of this religious of this year building. They don't care about the gospel for the lost. They only want to preach the gospel to the non-lost, because that's what the money is, okay? So anyway, close the chapter, okay? So the training we give when the brethren decide to come here is very simple. It's like we teach them everything we learned, and with the prayer that they can do better than us, like it says in John 14:12, greater works than this shall ye do. Our prayer and aspiration, desire and pride, we are very proud. Okay, when the people we train, they do better than us, they do more healing than us, they get more people saved than us, because we're not trying to build our church. We want to build the Christ church. And then when people are trained, that's it, our job is finished. It's up to them then if they want to remain part of our fellowship or go start their own church. Okay? So greater works than this shall he do. So the brethren who cannot come down here, they can very well receive the spiritual training and coaching wherever they are. We have brethren here who are in charge of sending emails and answering requests, so they can phone us, etc. The brethren who desire, they choose to come down here, they will give all the training we have, instead of like wherever we are. We have meetings every day, and they can come here and receive it personally. And then it's up to them if they want to live a full-time like we do, half a time missionary, or they want to do, or they want to get a job, and then a little job to enough to pay for their support, them, the family they have, and then dedicate the rest of the time as much as possible to serving the Lord. We should always teach people that they should serve the Lord more than the world. Cannot serve the world 6 days a week. They say you are a servant of God. You're a servant of the world, and that you stop a few minutes to just say a few prayer. You can be sincere, but that's not the way to serve the Lord. Even if you have a job in the world, make sure that you are serving God more than the world. So make sure that your job is to support your life for Christ. Your job is to support the training into Christ of your family. That whatever you do is not just like putting money in a bank. It cannot be the end of your life. Okay, and then you bring a few coins in a religious building on Sunday. Like everything you do, like it should be to the direction of the propagation of the gospel, even if you work in a factory or whatever you decide, whatever job you decide to do. And then, of course, if you decide to do that part-time, like have a job just for your bare needs and necessity, we encourage you to to serve the Lord as much as you can. And then if you decide to live like we do as missionaries, we'll train you for that, and it's really not that difficult at all. I mean, even the Jehovah's Witness who don't even believe in Jesus as the Savior, they dedicate Saturday and Sunday a couple of days a week to go witnessing. So you can do it too. So you can also get a job like the Jehovah's Witness do. They do with their own message. You can do it with the right message. So dedicate at least 2-3 days a week to preaching the gospel, or 3 half a days a week, or every evening. It's up to you. Just make sure that you get away from that zombie indoctrination, which is the TV. The devil, through that zombie TV watching, steals many years of your life. Like if every day you watch TV a couple of hours, at the end of your life, it's like you dedicated a few years to the TV. The TV is an idol. And it teaches on good, but most of it teaches evil. TV and internet are the biggest representation of the tree of good and evil. Okay? So that's what we do. If you decide to stay where you are, we will make sure that you are, we will train you through mail and through the mail, etc. If you decide to come down here, we'll train you directly. And then the third step, if you decide to stay around here, then, well, praise God, that makes us very happy, so we can share direct fellowship. Amen.
Amen. And Brother Joseph, what is the training about?
Well, the training is, number one, relationship with Jesus, because that's where everything good comes from. All the protections, Psalm 91, all the power and obedience and fruitfulness on Jesus said in John chapter 15, all the living by faith, like it says in Hebrews chapter 11, chapters which I memorized during the years, and they helped me very much. Yeah. I urge you, brethren, at least if not memorize them, at least study them very, very, very carefully. Or even Matthew chapter 10. These chapters are all foundations, pillars of a life. The training is about relationship with Jesus, number one. All right? And then, because that's what the virgin with oil is, relationship with Jesus. And then after that, to hear from the Lord. Because in the nightmare that's coming, Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, persecution. In India, some of the tribulation already started a while ago. I don't know if you heard that the Hindus attack all villages of Christians. The Christians were hiding by the group of 30,000 into forest, because the Hindu, I think the statistics were they burned 4,000 between churches and houses. They killed hundreds of Christians. And they were just coming into a house with the machetes, these big, long knives, and said, if you don't become a Hindu, we'll kill you. And so they were starting cutting the heads to the children. So you become a Hindu, we cut the head to your children. And they were cutting off many children, died like that, many families. Some half-hearts Christians, they actually became Hindu, and they shaved their head, and they start worshiping animals and Hinduism, etc. So the mark of the beast is going to be, that's like a little anticipation of what's going to happen. So the training is going to be how to hear from the Lord. Number one, relationship with Jesus, which is Matthew 22:37. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, all yourself. That's the bride of Christ. And not love the world. It doesn't say you shall love the world, you shall love your job, you shall love your salary, and then a little bit Jesus a couple of hours a week. Mm-hmm. It says the Lord, all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. Okay? So when the mark of the beast comes, death will not be death, but it will be just a ticket to go to heaven. You understand? Like it says in Revelation 14, verse 13, it says, blessed are they who from now on die in the Lord, for their works do follow them. It's talking about the mark of the beast. So that's what the training is about. Training them to love Jesus, but not just blah, blah, Sunday morning, by deeds, by witnessing. If you're not full-time a disciple like I am, then you better be, even if you work in a job or a salary, you better not be ashamed of Jesus wherever you work. Talk about Jesus nicely, softly, with wisdom. But if they forbid you, then You're supposed to be persecuted for that. You're supposed to be fired. You're supposed to be thrown out for your faith in Jesus. You have to deny either the Antichrist rules of your job or deny Christ, one or the other. And you hope you're not ashamed of Jesus. Otherwise, I am going to be ashamed of you, my dear beloved brother. Okay? You can contact me. I'll teach you all you want. I'll train you. But if you're ashamed of Jesus, I'm going to be ashamed of you. And Jesus is going to spit you out of his mouth. So don't be ashamed of Jesus, whatever you decide to do. Okay, so the training is going to be about this. The mark of the beast is coming. You're not supposed to take it. Read Daniel chapter 3. Okay, they were supposed to worship the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. They said no. And the guy said, I'll cast you into the furnace of fire. And they said, go ahead. We're still not going to worship your statue. So you throw them in the furnace of fire. In that case, exceptionally and unusually, God saved them. Jesus went there personally. And the three in the fire became four. Jesus was the fourth man. So you're supposed to do that, okay? You're supposed to. If you come over here, or if you get in touch with us, please, you need to be willing to give your heart to Jesus and to death. If you're not this kind of people, we don't want you. Go to Johnson Church. There are a lot of Laodiceans that will receive you, especially your tithes and your donation, etc. If you want to join our fellowship, beloved, whether it is through mail, through phone, through wherever you want to, or personally, you need to be willing to give. You need a minimal requisite, you have to give your whole heart to Jesus. And then you have to be willing to live and die for Jesus, and not just by blabberings, by deeds. It's up to you if you want to live as a missionary full time like me, or if you want to get a job, and on top of it, and first of all, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you, all these things, protection, joy, love, eternal life, the man you need, etc. Do you understand? By the way, you should have a list in your book there of all the topics of the seminar. If I go through here, I don't think I'll get to the end tonight. So
yes, you give me some points.
Why don't you open
teaching.
Your list? And maybe you are much more speedier than me.
Yeah, even too much.
Okay, God bless you. Attack.
Yes, you gave me some points of what will the training be about, some of the teachings which we will cover. Well, the first and more important, I think, is the one on how to evangelize, which is something every true Christian should learn and should practice. Then on there will be teachings on how to live by faith, with jobs or without jobs, according to each one's choice. But learning how to live by faith, because there's going to be great tribulation coming, it's going to be harder and harder to survive. Then we will talk a lot about end times chronology, like the events of the end time, what are the chronologies, so we know what to expect and how to prepare. This is end time Bible knowledge, which is very important for our preparation. But we will also talk and teach about how to practice miraculous healings, which, all right, you might consider it is not really connected to the end time, but of course it is, because if sometime gets sick during the Great Tribulation, you need to have faith for miraculous healing. You will not be depending on hospitals.
No, just a second. You need the mark of the beast to go to buy a pill. If you get it out of your head, out of your mind, to go to a pharmacy, give me a pill, I feel sick. They say, sure, here's the pill. What is your mark, sir?
Right.
You know, you need the mark of the beast to sell your roll of toilet paper, to sell you a pill, you understand? We rebuke that. We tell you, I prefer to die a million times and go to heaven than to prolong my stupid life for a couple of years and get thanks from Mark of the Beast. Throw the Mark of the Beast back to the devil's face and cast him to hell, him and his mark. Let me die with Jesus Christ and go to heaven. Amen.
Amen. And actually, I want to correct, this is not for the Great Tribulation. This is for tomorrow, because the Mark of the Beast will be in action very soon, and we need to have faith for miraculous healing now.
No, but not only that, is that if you brethren, it's like I'm not trying to give you discipleship training because I'm here because I need to build some kind of stupid religious building. I'm not trying to do that. I want to give you this discipleship training because the more discipleship training you will receive, the less you'll be dependent on a job, on a salary, on pharmacy, on doctors, on hospitals, on the present Antichrist world or wherever we are right now. Not tomorrow when the And the Christ will come and make a seven-year covenant, break in the middle and unleash a great tribulation on the market. Now we need it. Now we need to get out of this hell of a system, this hell of a world. Hell is jobs that you have to serve the world 8, 9, 10 hours a day, travel and traffic. You work 8, 9 hours, another couple of hours in the car. Another hour you have to go shopping. You get home completely wiped out. Now you need faith to get a little job part-time and trust God that the money is going to be sufficient for your needs. Forget tomorrow. Tomorrow, take no heed for tomorrow, for sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 6, okay, 33 and 34. Amen. Now you need this training. Because mm-hmm. now we need to depend less and less on pharmacies, doctors, hospitals, and tomorrow, Mark of the Beast.
Yes.
I'm not going to wait until the Mark of the Beast is here to go fill my lamp with oil. I tell you, when those foolish virgins that they tried to do that when they went back, it was too late. Don't wait for the Antichrist, the Mark of the Beast, to run. Like Jesus said in Matthew 24:15-16-22, he said that, when you see the abomination, flee to the mountains. Don't even think about going back home and pick up your jacket. They're going to try to kill you. Boy, if you're going to get your jacket, you're going to get your children, you're going to get your babies, you're going to get your passport, you're going to get your wife. You're going to be completely out of your mind if you wait for the abomination of desolation to run to the mountain. Maybe you're in flip-flop. Maybe you don't even have right shoes. Maybe you're suntanning with short pants on top of a mountain. What are you going to do with short pants? Are you going to survive in winter? Jesus said, woe to them who run away in winter. Woe to the women who give suck to those days who are nursing babies. What does that mean? I mean, I have a baby 3 years old. They would be men of God, the Virgin with oil, perfectly hidden, protected, with babies nursing. But these are the ones who took the wings of the eagle. Okay, that could be a plane, right, or a bus, whatever, and flew into the wilderness, in time, not when it was too late. Okay, that's I'm talking about Revelation chapter 12. You can study next. Sorry for jumping in. I never get to the end.
No, because if you jump in, you're going to give all the training today.
No, I'll tell you, you better take your microphone back. Because I'm really right. Exploding here. The Antichrist is coming. What are we doing here? My goodness, are you blind? Don't you see that Europe, like it says Revelation 13, the head is getting healed. Europe is getting healed. The tens are getting together, 10 horns. The Antichrist is soon coming to get them together. And come on, please read.
So, other points, other teachings that will be included in the end time survival training will cover about how can we hide in plain sight during the Antichrist persecution.
Right.
How we can flee and where to move. This is going to be very interesting training.
It's going to be a spiritual catacomb.
No, can we continue?
What?
This is going to raise a lot of questions from my part.
Come on, can I say something?
Okay.
Okay, don't censor me too much. No, it's like we're going to be hiding in spiritual catacombs. Please don't go start digging holes under your house. And I saw the catacombs in Rome, boy, about 1,000 kilometers under the cities. They're all tunnels. People even got lost. They got lost and died in the catacombs.
Yes.
Tourists, because they didn't know how to get out.
So what are the
spiritual catacombs? No, it's like you have to hide under, that when you sow the seeds in winter and the snow comes, there's no actually protect. They should teach me in school that there's no protects the little sprouts, from the cold. There's no protection from the cold. So it's like we'll be hiding under the mark of the beast. We'll be hiding under the Antichrist system, just like the allies, they used to go spies in Germany. They were hiding under Nazism, understand?
Yes, hiding, I understand, but hiding in plain sight, under their nose. How do you do that?
Under their nose. We'll be hiding in spiritual desert. Spiritual desert, there is no Christianity, there is no churchianity, religion, there is nothing of that. We're hiding in a spiritual desert, where there is no Christ, there is nothing. To get an idea, you need to read the book of Samuel, chapter 20, over there, 19, 20, 1 Samuel, when David had to go and hide and the Philistines, pretending to fight on the side of the Philistines against Israel. That was King David. So we'll be pretending to be cooperating with the Antichrist the same way. If you read the Jeremiah chapter 40, you know, Jeremiah preached against the Babylon, which today is America. And then when the Babylonians came and destroyed Israel, destroyed Judah, Jerusalem, actually they gave him some money, they gave him some support, and they helped Jeremiah. Those were the enemies of Israel. The ones who destroyed Israel, they came and protected Jeremiah. They gave him even some support. You know, so that's not betrayal. That's just wisdom. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, be wise as serpents. Anyway, I'm going to stop right here. You keep going, otherwise I'll really, really make this too long.
All right. So continue with the end-time training. We will learn also how to cooperate and help each other with the brethren in our area where we are, but in the same time to discern the true brethren from the false ones. Then we will learn how to survive financially in the end time, when there won't be money, there won't be food to buy. And we will learn how to overcome the soon coming world financial collapse.
Yeah, you said about the false brethren, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very important topic. Like it says in Galatians 2, verse 4, false brethren who come masqueraded, pretending to be Christians, in reality they're just afahars. Any Christian afahart, any Laodicea Christians, he will be a Judas, will betray you. All right, so don't mention you have money, you have this. With the Christians, not full hearted, they'll take your money and and drop you behind. So don't share. We agree in sharing, and in our house we share money and everything. But we also learned not to share money with the wrong brethren. The false brethren just want your money, but not Jesus. Okay, they pretend to be Christian. So be careful. That's one thing. But even if there's no money involved, like it took a Judas to find out for the Pharisee to arrest Jesus, to find out it was the Garden of Gethsemane. Okay. So be careful of Judases, all right? That's the devil's favorite weapons. Judases are the devil's secret police, the devil's secret devils. It's like to them he will try to. So that's why we don't give address so easily, you know. That use wisdom. And this wisdom, you don't learn in the sleepy Sunday morning churches where they're just busy collecting money and preaching, blah, blah. You know, you learn by years of missionary experience. You learn a drop of oil at the time in the lamp. Tell you, it took me years and it was expensive. I got robbed by false brethren, etc., betrayed, etc., etc.
Amen. Amen. Other points that we will cover in the end-time training is how we can be at all times a church in the house, and how to hear from the Lord about the area, the city, that can be a good refuge for our family.
Yeah, get away from the silly attitude that a lot of Christians have, that like you're a church Sunday morning just from 10 to 12. That's ridiculous. You are a church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, you mean a doctor is a doctor. Which doctor, a lawyer or soldier, you know, is sane of mind, you know, in his right mind, they would think to go fight a war or work in a hospital or whatever 2 hours a week. I mean, you have to be mentally insane to think that you can go fight a battle with 2 hours of fighting a week and 2 hours sitting down warming up a bench. You see how the devil has deceived Christianity? That is not Christianity. That is stupid Christianity. You don't sit down 2 hours a week worshiping God. Imagine if the devil, the demons, would worship Satan 2 hours a week. Oh, boy, that would be heaven on earth. And we're making heaven on earth for the devil to take over. You know, that's it's false Christianity. That's his Laodicea. They're just worshiping gospel of prosperity, which means money in the pocket of the preachers. Okay, so please, let's be a Christian. Let's be a church all the time. Let's be a church 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Otherwise, we're not going to get there. It doesn't matter if you decide to get a job to support. So it's fine. You can get a job. I'll make sure the money is dedicated fully to Jesus Christ, like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, dedicated all to God. Okay, you have to live out of it. You live, you take what you need. But forget the banking, piling up in bank. The rest, you use it for the gospel.
Amen. Then another point that we will teach in the training is when is it time to move? Because one of the first questions the brethren put usually is, do I still have time? Can I take it a little slower? And in the future, when shall I move? Yes. How long do I still have? Now, we will discuss about this too. That's why it's important to know the chronology of the end time events to be able to prepare.
I'll just give you one scripture, okay? Revelation 18:4. Come out of her, Babylon, prostitute, America, USA. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and receive her plagues. No, you can stay in America. You be as sinful as those who are there, and you will partake the same punishments. I mean, I tell you, if Lot wouldn't have gotten out of Sodom, he would have been blasted together with those guys. So come out of Laodicea churches of Philadelphia. Come out of Babylon, America, my children, the Lord says. Revelation 18:4. Read Revelation chapter 17 and 18.
Amen. Now, these points that we shared are just some of the topics that we will cover in the end time training. But I'm sure that once that we start, you personally will have so many questions, and we will have to cover much more than this. So it is time to prepare.
Yeah, definitely. When we are in person, people always have a lot of individual, special questions. A lot of people they usually want to talk to me in private about this and that. And of course, in person, it's a different thing. However, we understand if you cannot come, well, you can still join our fellowship. And wherever you are.
And you can still send in your questions, so you can apply the teachings to your personal situation.
Yes, you can do that. And you can join our fellowship wherever you are. Just all you have to do, just write and say, I would like to join your fellowship. And that's it. It doesn't matter if you are wherever country. I hope you get out of America. And I hope wherever you go, I hope you pray, you get on your knees and don't get up, and the God speaks to you and tell you, which place, what country to go, God has to tell you, not me. And it could be this part of the world, could be the other side of the planet. If you decide to come over here, well, God bless you. You are blessed. You're welcome. Door is open. Our fellowship is fully open to you. The Lord bless you.
Thank you, Brother Joseph. I think this was good to give an idea to our friends about the training they can receive.
Amen. 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 All by the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' name. Amen. Get on your knees, brethren, and don't get up until the Lord speaks to you. Don't make some fast and prayer for a week, a month, and never get anything. Just get on your knees and just pray. It can be 10 minutes, half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever you need. Don't get up until the Lord speaks to you. And if you get on your knees and praise the Lord and praise Him and praise Him, what you will get, it is from the Lord. You get a desire, a guidance, you know, can be a scripture, but it can be also a desire, can be a guidance, can be whatever. Ask the Lord for a dream, a revelation, a desire, something, and then follow. Don't let the devil stop you. Amen. Lord bless you. I love you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.